This is the West Kent Radio News feature. Hello, I'm Martin Webber. Visitors from all over the world are heading to the delights of Sissinghurst Castle near Cranbrook, and that's where I am today. The beautiful gardens here were created by Vita Sackville-West and Harold Nicholson in the 1930s. They're now in the care of the National Trust. And I'm joined by Evelyn Brogan of the National Trust. First of all, Evelyn, let's have a little bit of the history. How did all these elegant, warm red brick buildings get here in the first place?
Sissinghurst started out life as a Tudor manor house. So a lot of the buildings and walls that you can see in the main garden right now, including the iconic tower, started out life all connected as part of that manor house. When the prisoners of war, the French prisoners of war during the Seven Years' War were here, quite a lot of those buildings fell into disrepair and fell into ruin. And so when Vita and Harold arrived, they decided to, instead of rebuilding it, create a garden in the nooks and crannies left behind.
It's in the hands of the National Trust, and very many people come here from all over the world. What do you think captivates people to come here from so far afield?
Vita and Harold were, of course, not professional gardeners, but they were amateurs in the truest sense of the word. They did it because they loved gardening. Harold took care of a lot of the structure of the garden. So if you go in, you can see lots of beautiful vistas leading to different statues and things that they collected throughout the years. So it really calls to people who enjoy that. And then Vita filled it with a lot of wild and colourful plants and gardens and was continually working with it, which our head gardener at the minute is working really hard to maintain that spirit of place and maintain Vita's iconic vision. So I think it's a mix of really excellent gardening knowledge and expertise, and also continuing that spirit and love of gardening that Vita and Harold breathed into the place.
So your particular role is to attract families to Sissinghurst. So what sort of activities are going on over the summer?
So we are participating in the National Trust Big Summer of Play, which is going on across quite a few different National Trust sites. For us, I've designed it to really reflect both the garden and the history. So on the plain, right in front of the beautiful tower, we're going to...
It's a sort of big field.
Yes, very big field. We are going to be having a bit of an Elizabethan tournament reflecting the Elizabethan history of the buildings, with hobby horses, archery, cannonball rolling, and a whole bunch of lawn games. Whereas in the vegetable garden, we're going to be doing kind of edutainment, fun activities based on our organic garden and how you can garden without using pesticides.
I'm giving the example of one of the games that children can play.
So in the vegetable garden, we are going to have a big beanbag toss board in the shape of various fruits and veg with holes in them for you to aim for in the shape of the pests that tend to eat those vegetables. And taking your beanbags, you're going to try and knock them off of our vegetables so they can continue to grow and we can harvest them in the autumn.
And it's all about companion planting to sort out how we can save the veg without using pesticides.
Yes, exactly.
From where we're standing now, we can see the flag flying high at the top of the tower and various people peering up the top of the tower to all the views. What other attractions has the tower got inside?
The tower soars over the entire estate at Sissinghurst, and it's how it's got its name, Sissinghurst Castle. You can see all over the Kentish Weald from the top, but inside there are quite a few hints of history if you know where to look. So if you climb up, you're able to see first Vita Sackville-West's writing room, where she would go up and write many of her iconic novels. But if you continue up, you'll be able to see some of the graffiti carved by the French prisoners of war while they were here. And we've based one of our family activities on it. So you can go into our Oast House and design your own graffiti and post it on our wall to add to Sissinghurst history.
And just remind us where we are at Sissinghurst Castle and your opening times.
Yes, Sissinghurst is just outside of Cranbrook. We're open every day from 10 until 5:30.
Fantastic. Thanks so much for telling us all about Sissinghurst Castle Garden. That was Evelyn Brogan of the National Trust. I'm Martin Webber for West Kent Radio.